Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Good morning. It's November 30th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 19, verse 7. It reads, "And when they saw it, they all grumbled. He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." So Jesus has just invited himself to go stay at the house of Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector, in much the same way he did when he called Matthew. Though here we see Jesus almost commanding Zacchaeus to let him stay. We didn't see that with Matthew. But Jesus calls this tax collector down from the tree and invites himself to stay with him in his home, and it says the crowd grumbled and complained that Jesus would go stay with this sinner. You know, this is seemingly the same crowd that was following him as he entered and healed the two blind beggars and gave them their sight. And it says in Luke 18:43, "And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God." So Jesus heals the blind and all the people praise God. A few more steps down the path, the same miracle-working Savior stops to have a conversation with a known sinner, and the same crowd that was just praising God is now grumbling. This is the fickle and fallen nature of man. The same God we praise for the miracles in our life, the God we praise for bringing us from death to life, we grumble against when we see him working in the lives of those we deem as unworthy. You know, we all have blinders on when it comes to seeing the sinfulness in our hearts. The crowd, you know, was happy. They're following Jesus, glad that their sins had been forgiven. But, you know, Zacchaeus was too far gone. His sins, too great. You know, but all of us, in reality, are too far gone. All of our sins are too great. Zacchaeus and the crowd were equal in their need for a Savior. Christ saw that. The crowd, probably even Zacchaeus, couldn't. However, we should. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." You know, the greater miracle is not the blind receiving sight. It's the heart of stone being turned to a heart of flesh. It's the spiritually dead being brought to spiritual life.
Amen. We have to remember that blessed are the ones who mourn over their sin. I think when people mourn over their sin, it's not necessarily the big ones that everyone else can see, the obvious ones. I think it's the wicked thoughts we have and that all men have. If we were judged based solely on our thoughts, then we'd all see each other as equal in sin. And it's only the outward sins we pay attention to and think that God sees. But this crowd obviously still didn't know who Jesus was. They grumbled that he came to be a friend of sinners. But that is who he is. That's why he came. And I pray I'm not blind and missing the work of God like they were. they should have been rejoicing all the more over this miracle that salvation has come to a sinner.
And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 63, verse 8. My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me.
Our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 and 6. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.